You're listening to Called to Homeschool with Karin and Meg, episode number 8.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Welcome back to Called to Homeschool. We are on episode number 8 today, and we're excited to be with you.
Always.
Yes, yes. So we're going to read you another review that we've gotten over on iTunes, and we're loving these reviews. I'll let Megan read it to you today.
Yes, thank you so much for leaving reviews. So don't forget to leave us one, and you may get a shout out, which is better than gold, I've heard. This is from Oily Red Mama Bear, which is a super creative name. I'm wondering if you are oily or if you're into essential oils. I'm a little curious. But she says, thank you for this podcast. I am feeling called to homeschool and I'm living in fear. My son is 3. You two are helping me to see the path that God is laying out before me. Thanks again. So reassuring and uplifting to listen to y'all talk about your experiences. Thank you, Oily Red Mama Bear. You are why we are doing this. Because we know so many people feel the call to homeschool and are freaking out.
Yes.
Like we
There's did. A lot of fear. And that's a normal feeling. So we're glad that we can help you with some of those.
All right. This episode is all about summertime.
And the living is easy.
Nice. All about learning school. That's funny. Summer learning or learning during the summertime.
Yep. Yep. So we're going to talk about our differences because Megan does more year-round schooling.
I do.
And I follow more traditional school schedule, like our school district calendar. So we're going to talk about the benefits of each and what those look like.
Absolutely. So I do round. That's funny. I was thinking round like a ball, but year-round schooling. The reasons I do it is because I am the teacher and I don't want to have to reteach my kid everything again in the fall. I want to keep them up to date with their math and their own literature. And I enjoy them reading scriptures because it makes them happier people. And so those are things that I don't want to have to just turn off, right? Mm-hmm. I also enjoy creating the culture of learning. And I don't want to turn our learning off just because it's summertime. So I want us to always be learning. And so we do ours in a 12-week rotation. So I do 4 12-week terms through the year. And that's kind of the very basics of our homeschooling in the summertime.
Yeah. And I was just telling Megan a minute ago before we started this that I really see a lot of benefits to year-round schooling, but I just am afraid to do it, honestly. And I think for me, it's because I love that long break. I feel like it refreshes me. But a couple more benefits that I see to year-round schooling that she didn't mention, but are just less worry of trying to hurry through your curriculum and have to get it done by a certain time frame. Keeping a consistent schedule. I really like schedule in our home and just having consistency in what our day looks like. And if you continue doing that through the summer, then it's not hard to restart it after summer break. Because I think those first few days of starting back up to school are really difficult on my kids every year.
Right.
So I think that's nice. You have a lot more flexibility to when you want to take your days off and when you want to take breaks. And also for traveling, you can travel in off seasons when everybody else isn't traveling.
Which is the best.
Yeah, that's really nice to be able to do. And you can also move more quickly through subjects if you want to, or not if you don't, but you can probably accomplish more if you're continuously schooling throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. I also like it too. We don't actually do school in the summertime over vacations, or when we do a vacation, we don't do school.
Yeah.
And, or if a kid calls and so if a neighbor kid shows up and just wants to play with my kid, they have to wait till lunchtime until their schoolwork's done. But if they get a fun opportunity and somebody says, hey, can they go with me to this amusement park today? Or can they go do where it's something kind of special and kind of fun? We do take those days off. So I am not some big taskmaster. It's like, sit down and do your school. But instead, it's more relaxed. But I enjoy that culture of learning, having the system in my home that my kids know what's expected of them. But then also having the flexibility that when we go on a vacation, we don't do school then.
Yeah. So, and as I mentioned, I follow a more traditional school schedule. I really do look at our school district's calendar to just kind of see when their days are off and when they start and end the year, just because my kids really like to have a consistent schedule with their friends and neighbors that are not homeschoolers. And also it's convenient for the other activities that we participate in, like our piano lessons or our youth group activities that meet on weeknights, things like that, where they're typically taking off summer vacations or spring breaks, things like that. So when we're following that schedule, it just feels easier for all the rest of life.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. So, and she mentioned for her as a teacher, she likes to not have to reteach. For me as a teacher, I like having the summer to just play and relax and not stress about being the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I love about, you know, the regular traditional schedule. But I also feel like there's a big chunk of time where there's just less pressure on me. I can just relax a bit. And I like having the summer to do big household projects like painting or gardening or whatever it is that I want to do. I like having just a big chunk of time and not worrying at all about having to teach my kids during that time period. I also like my kids to have large amounts of outdoor play in the summer. And you can still do that with the year-round schooling, but
yes,
I feel like there's less of it if you have to worry about the schooling. And then we do a lot of summer camps. Like we do a Patriot camp in the summer where my kids are learning American history. We do swim lessons. We'll go to the park often, things like that we don't do as often during the rest of the school year. And then,
yes, with my year-round schedule, we just do it in the morning time, mm-hmm. because if you know me well, you know I am committed to the pool in the summertime, and it doesn't open till like 1:30. So it's the perfect segue. What do we do in the morning time? We do our schoolwork, we lunch, and then we veg at the pool all afternoon. And you will see, of those of you who watch us on YouTube, I will become like 10 shades darker.
She gets to be a bronzed goddess.
I am a bronzed goddess in the summer.
I stay as white as ever, but it's okay. So while I say I follow the traditional school schedule, and we've mentioned this in one of our other podcasts, my kids still do school during the summer. We just don't really term it the same way, and we don't do it as intensely. So what we tend to do, since I do a 4-day school week throughout the year, we don't finish our math by the end of our school year, and we typically don't finish our language arts curriculum that we're using also. So when the school year is over, in the morning, they still have to do their math, and they still have to do their language arts, and I still have them reading a book of their choice typically, but they're still reading. So they really are still doing school. It's just nothing as much on me.
Right.
If they need help, I'm there, obviously. But it's not a structured day like it is normally.
Yes. For me, we do, we get all together and I do our read aloud. That's a fun thing we do. And then my kids have pretty much the same thing. And so they do their math, literature, and then we don't do the language arts for the summer, but I have them read their scriptures as part of school. Mm-hmm. And that may be a funny thing for school, but I don't think so. And then we do Minute with Mom still during the summer. And that one is huge that my kids, it's kind of a non-negotiable. It's their one-on-one time with Mom where we're really working on it with the younger ones to quit interrupting. We have to ask them the question, is this important and can it wait? So we're trying to teach them to quit interrupting because it's their time with Mom. And we do talk about school, but it's also talking about what they have going on in their lives. Yeah. And they really like that time. So I still do Minute with Mom, but that's all I do in the summertime for school.
So there are, whichever way you choose to do, if you choose year round or if you choose to do the traditional schedule, there's a lot of ways that you can keep learning through the summer in more natural ways,
mm-hmm.
that I think are beautiful. I love being outside a lot in the summertime, like exploring nature and hiking. And we just do a lot of that in the summertime. But also, my kids are reading, and they read. They read all the time, really.
They really do.
They really do. And so there's always reading, and we go to the library a ton. We participate in the summer library programs that they have in our local library. And so they're always, you know, trying to check off their reading lists. And but they're also, like I mentioned, finishing up their math and their language arts. Sometimes if they're done with those, I'll pick up those summer bridge workbooks at Costco.
Oh, yes.
Just to give them something to work through in the summer so they're not just brain dead by the end. And then we do a lot of summer camps. Not a lot. A summer camp. And we do swim lessons. And also in the summer, I tend to have more energy to want to do like projects and experiments with my kids that I don't necessarily want to do as much during the school year when I'm a little more burnt out. So we'll do a lot more of those. I try to do something weekly like that with my kids also.
Yes, I was going to say, and I like to go camping a lot in the summer and go hiking a lot. And so last year we went to McCall, Idaho, which is beautiful. And we did tons of kayaking and paddleboarding and swimming and hiking. And so we do this. I mean, there's so much learning involved in that. And maybe people, you don't consider it, but I mean, you're learning tons. Mm-hmm. And I even think we played, if you ever want to play a fun game, we have the little kayaks that you can get, I believe at Costco. And they're not meant for moms, but I got on it anyway. And you play bumper boats, but you learn a lot about gravity and physics because you have to learn how to balance and do all these fun things. And so you learn a lot, or you're learning constantly. You just don't realize you're always learning.
Yeah.
And then every week we go to parks with our homeschool co-op.
We have a weekly park day on Fridays every week. So we're always there outside for the whole day, pretty much. You know, it's usually like 10 to 1 that I'm there or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Good. As long as the baby's not crying, I'm there.
We bring our lunches and we camp out for a while. And that for me is one of my favorite times of the summer because it's the time when I can really connect with my homeschool mom friends and we can talk about our kids and our education experiences and the books we're reading and all of those things that you need as a mom.
Or even get ready for the next school year too. Yeah. Like, what are you guys doing? Yeah. And a lot of our kids are going to try something new. Our high school aged kids are going to try something new this next year. And so there's been a lot of discussion and it's just going to continue to come up.
We're going to get a lot of questions about what that new thing is.
Now I know, but should we make it a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise. We're going to be using a program called College for America where our kids can be getting their college degree while in their high school years.
Yes. And it's through the University of New Hampshire.
I'm not sure.
Okay. I think it is.
I'm doing it through, it's called My Tech High, which is,
are you using that?
Okay. Yeah. So it's a umbrella program where you get funding for your classes and they allow the high schoolers eighth grade enough that they allow.
Ninth is where they like to, but if you have an eighth grader who can keep up, they'll let you.
So a lot of the kids in our homeschool group are going to be enrolling in that for this next year. So yeah, we've been chatting a lot about that too.
Yes. So those are kind of the things that we do in the summertime. I think one of our themes is relax of just, and do you like do your style. And like Karen said, she's does some really fun science experiments in the summer times. I do not. But I take my kids to the pool 2-3 times a week, right?
Yeah.
So like do what works best for you, your family, your schedule.
But summer is a really nice time to just take it down a notch and be a lot less structured and a lot more low key so you can have some more creative learning time or some more unstructured learning time.
Absolutely. Please send us in any questions with this, with summer learning, and we'd be happy to answer them.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.